All right, here we are with Brandon Belt, and of course, Dodgers in town, and it's always a good weekend when the Dodgers come in. There's just something about it.
Yeah, you know, especially I think when we get to the field right away, you kind of have that little different energy. When the fans get to the stadium, they kind of bring that intense energy again, and it's always a fun series. It's going to be competitive.
How do you like the weather? This must be sort of like home for you.
I like it. I like it when it warms up a little bit. Sometimes it's a little too chilly for me out here. So anytime we get some hot days, I'm enjoying it.
Well, you had a nice road trip. And as I say, you know, you get your pitch, you're hitting it now. And take me just through the ups and downs. Of course, I saw you every day in spring training, and I've seen most of your major league career. Where are you at now as a everyday consistent player?
I'm trying to get back to where I was in spring training, you know, feeling good every day and, thinking every time you go to the plate that you have a good chance to get a hit. That's a feeling I kind of want to bring up here right now, and I'm getting close, not quite there, but it's one of those things you kind of just deal with what you have and you keep on pushing until you find it.
You know, these late inning home runs, interesting. You know, you look for an identity of a season, and this ball club, I say, reminds me a little of 2010, where it's a different guy every night. One night it's you, and one night it's Sandoval, one night it's Pagan, and up and down this lineup. But the end of the game heroics of this ball club, just take me through it, just personally, game on the line, and you're coming up.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what makes this team so special and so fun to be a part of, is that we, as a team, we really believe that somebody's going to get the job done. We don't know exactly who it's going to be for the night, but we know somebody always does it. I think when you come up in that situation, we're fairly relaxed, fairly calm. We go up there with a plan, and we stick to it, and I think that's what makes us successful.
Do you think winning a World Series title changes people confidence-wise, or do you just have to prove yourself every single night?
I think a little bit of both. Especially for the younger players like myself and maybe Kral and, you know, some other guys, if we can go out there and win a World Series and be a part of that team, that gives us confidence that, you know, we can come into the next season and do the same thing. But at the same time, you know, that was in the past, and we got to look to the future. We got to go out there and keep proving ourselves. And, you know, this is a different season, so we got to go out there and be competitive and look to win it again.
All right, defensively, as everyone has always told me, you know, even if the guy's slumping, he's going to be in there because of your defense. Defense is ratcheting up. It's looking a lot better.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the goal, is to go out there and make sure that no matter what happens at the plate, that you don't take it out in the field. And, as long as you're solid out there and you back up the pitching, you're going to be okay. And I think that's what, you know, we've done so well as well. We played good defense behind the pitching, and that's helped us win a lot of ball games.
You know, there have been a lot of extra-inning games in baseball. There's a 19-inning game, a 15-inning game. They're always looking for another pitcher to warm up. Seth Smith almost got in the other night. Boy, if this team went 19, is it you?
You know, I think so. It's because as soon as we get into those later innings and we start getting into the extras, I'm standing right next to Butch hoping he sees me. He's thinking about putting me in there. So if he ever asks for somebody, I'll be right in front of his face.
Well, you got to throw down to second base, third base. I mean, you like to throw.
Yeah, definitely. I used to pitch, so and now I play first. So anytime I get a chance to let it go, that's what I'm trying to do.
All right, what kind of pitcher were you?
I threw a little bit of everything, I guess. I was a fairly hard thrower for being in high school and in college, but I had a pretty good breaking ball and a developing changeup. So hopefully I can get back on the mound and see where I'm at.
You know, it's funny, when people warm up, they always like to throw pitches to other players, other fielders. Do you do that?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I don't let the other person know just so I can surprise them and see what happens and see if it hits them in the leg or something like that. But it's always fun to get out there and, you know, see if you still got the good stuff like you did back in the day. And I try to do it any chance I get.
Well, it's funny. All right, the long hop. You and I have talked about the long hop at first. And we talked maybe that's one of your toughest plays to make. What's the key for people who listen to the game, play first base? What do you have to do in the long hop?
You just have to stay back. It's kind of like when you're at the plate and you got to keep your weight back. It's the same thing you got to do at first base. You got to keep your weight back, because if you start leaking out there, then the ball has a chance to play you, and you don't want that to happen. So if you keep your weight back, you can kind of see what the ball's doing, and you can adjust accordingly.
All right. So you grew up in Texas. Rivalry games, I guess the Astros-Rangers were a pretty big rivalry. How does that compare to Dodgers-Giants?
It doesn't really compare at all. You know, it's not a, it wasn't a huge rivalry. I think the closest thing in Texas would probably be the UT A&M games, or maybe you know, UT Oklahoma in football. But you know, this is a rivalry like I've never seen before. I've never seen, you know, fans get into it like these fans do. So that's what makes it a lot of fun, though.
All right, you got to go to work, Brandon. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Brandon Belt right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.